In this bulletin, a Defence Department overhaul aiming to end cost blowouts and major project delays. Australia gets its clean energy transition report card. And in sport, Sam Kerr still a chance to return to play for the Matildas on Tuesday night. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. The federal government has announced a sweeping overhaul of the Defence Department they say is aimed at ending years of cost blowouts and major project delays. Three existing groups, involved with capability acquisition, naval, shipbuilding, guided weapons and explosive ordnance, will be combined into a single defence delivery agency. A nation armaments director will oversee that agency, with the government also flagging further changes across the department to centralise acquisition. Defence Industry Minister Pat Conroy says a systemic rethink was needed.
It is the biggest reform to the defence organisation in 50 years, and it's all about getting the equipment the brave men and women of the Australian Defence Force need into their hands sooner, while providing, as Richard said, better bang for buck for taxpayers. What we've seen is a rise in complexity of projects. 15 years ago, 27% of defence projects were complex. That is now doubled to almost 60% of projects being complex.
The Australian energy market operator says if the renewable transition comes online without delay, Australia remains on track to comfortably meet its electricity needs as coal plants close. However, the latest AEMO snapshot also points to looming issues with supporting infrastructure that's needed to keep the grid stable, like synchronous condensers. In particular, the operator says the grid is not prepared for the scheduled closure of Eraring coal plant in New South Wales in 2027, raising the prospect of widespread blackouts. Federal opposition leader Susan Lee says she has serious concerns about whether the energy grid is prepared for the current pace of transition to renewables.
Large-scale batteries, long storage batteries, have their place, but they're not there in sufficient capacity right now to balance the grid. Otherwise, we would not have this warning from the energy market operator. If long storage batteries were online and developed and in place to do their job.
The Greens are calling on the federal government to introduce a 25% tax on liquefied natural gas exports as policymakers search for solutions to looming shortages on the East Coast. The measure was first proposed by the Australian Council of Trade Unions, and the new tax would replace an existing measure known as the Petroleum Resource Rent Tax. Calls for reform come as the government prepares to release its strategy for securing gas supplies into the future, ahead of shortages expected from 2028. Green spokesperson Steph Hodgins-May says the tax would incentivise domestic supply without the need to open new gas fields.
This country doesn't have a gas supply problem, it has a gas export problem. For too long, these tax-bludgeoning gas corporations have been writing the rules with successive governments cheering them on. The Greens will not support any incentives or subsidising that enhances the prospects of future gas projects opening up in this country. It is appalling that successive governments have overseen a tripling of gas prices since gas exports began.
New South Wales police say hundreds of people have been charged during a three-day operation targeting youth crime and street gangs around transport hubs in Sydney. It's the fifth sting under Operation Waratah, resulting in 533 charges, 161 drug detections, 579 searches, and the seizure of 34 knives and other weapons. Superintendent Andrew Evans says more than 200 police were deployed each day for 3 days last week.
I can indicate that the aim of the operation was to reduce the incidence of youth and street gang violence on the public transport network and in and around CBDs. The operation was highly successful, and the operational footprint was from Dapto in the south, Blue Mountains to the west, and Chitawe Bay to the north, and obviously metropolitan Sydney.
To sport now, and in football news, Sam Kerr faces a match eve fitness test to determine whether she'll play in the Matildas' final game before the Asian Cup. Kerr was reportedly nursing a tight calf on Friday night when she missed the Tillies 5-0 torching of New Zealand in Gosford. The striker recently returned to play with Chelsea after spending time off the field following a knee reconstruction in January 2024. Matilda's coach, Joe Montemurro, says she could still play in Tuesday night's game against the Kiwis in Adelaide.
Oh, she is in the mix at the moment. She's training with us. She's been in the last two camps. We're obviously looking at a lot of different scenarios leading into a tournament. As I've said, we have to be prepared for many, many different scenarios. And Sam's a component of that, like every other player. And as I said, she's tracking well. And she's growing at Chelsea with match minutes. And she's really integrated well here.
And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.